Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming lawmakers plan property tax reform strategies in 2024 session. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. There are a few issues that have drawn more debate in Wyoming of late than property taxes. Wyoming's property tax debate centers on a couple of core issues: the merits of making property tax increases more consistent, and whether the entire residential taxation system needs to be tweaked or remade. Cowboy State Daily reported the rhetoric about property taxes has reached a fever pitch with some legislators, such as Representative Bill Allemand of Midwest, referring to making people pay them as raping residents. Representative Steve Harshman of Casper said, "We're trying to deal with these massive increases, what these massive spikes in property values are doing. When it's double digit, 3-4 years in a row, hey, something's got to change." Over this year's interim session, the State Revenue Committee considered more than 10 bills that aim to provide property tax relief. Wyoming's property taxes are assessed at 9.5% of the fair market value of a home. The Cowboy State ranks 47th in the U.S. for residential property tax rates. Although property tax increases weren't universal across the state, 15 of the state's 23 counties saw more than double-digit percentage increases. The year-to-year property tax increases seen over the last few years in Wyoming are unprecedented, in some instances exceeding 40% growth on some properties in 1 year. State Representative John Bear of Gillette wants to create a new tax structure in Wyoming that allows business to flourish and attracts new industry to the state. He also believes the revenue windfall that has resulted from increased property taxes in recent years is not being discussed as such. Bear said if the government gets an increase in revenue, essential services should increase, or that money should be returned to the taxpayers. The route the legislature has generally taken is to put that money in savings. Bear said, "I think the people of Wyoming would prefer to have that money in their own savings accounts right now." One bill gaining traction and support is a proposal that would implement a cap on all property tax increases year to year by no more than the rate of inflation determined by the Consumer Price Index, or 5%, whichever is lower. The lowest hanging fruit of all these efforts would likely be to expand the state's property tax refund program, a fund Governor Mark Gordon has recommended $20 million for in the next budget cycle. Bear said he supports this program, but believes it does nothing to address the increase in revenue the state has received over the last few years. Bear said if we're receiving more money, that needs to go back to the taxpayers. The Wyoming property tax refund program is income-based, limited to homeowners who make no more than 125% of the median household income of their county or the state and have lived in the state for at least 5 years. This program requires people to apply for it, and they provide financial documents to the state. Bear explained that programs like these only temporarily relieve based on market conditions and only target people of certain income levels. He believes people should be taxed at the same rate no matter how much income they make or wealth they possess. The 2024 legislative session will end about a month before people reach their tax assessments in April. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.